Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio with Molly McCord. Thank you for joining me today, wherever you are in the world, wherever you happen to have time to connect with this show. Thank you for being here. It is currently June 13th, 2018, when I'm doing this live show, and we're going to talk about the energies from June 13th until June 20th, which is also the solstice. Here in the northern hemisphere, it's the summer solstice, and in the southern hemisphere, it is your winter solstice. And what we do as we reach and approach the solstice is the time of the most light in the sky here in the northern hemisphere. And so we are receiving increasing amounts of light. And it's typically, energetically, an important part of the year when we open up to what truly resonates with us, more of our own soul energy, soul light, and what we want to shine out into the world. So we're building up to that energy. And as we do so, we have a lot of different astrological energies happening right now that we're going to talk about. So thank you for joining me. I have a few announcements to share with you. And then we'll dive into what is going on in the week ahead. I have for you a few separate shows that are special topic shows. Perhaps you already heard the episode all about the 8 retrograde planets that are happening June, July, and August of this year. That episode is called Your Zen Summer, because as planets station to go retrograde, the energy shifts. And we have a lot of those different shifting energies in August. So please listen to that episode if you haven't yet, because it's going to give you some good heads up about what to plan for, especially in August. August is when we all have to practice our Zen pose. We have to really go into just being in the flow and not getting too attached, because it's going to be a month of a lot of zigzag energies. I also just did another special episode for you all about the first eclipse that's coming up here next. We have 3 eclipses in a row. The first one is on July 12th, and I just did a special podcast on that, as well as I just uploaded to YouTube a look at the chart, the astrological chart, where I talk about the energies that are going on even more. So I recommend both of those episodes because I talk about different things in each one. Of course, they overlap, but they could help you understand what's coming up for you. This is a big eclipse, and it's July 12th at 20 degrees of Cancer, which is the sun and the moon are aligned for the new moon at 20 degrees of Cancer. They're directly opposing Pluto and Capricorn at 20 degrees. And anytime we have that type of opposition between any planet and Pluto, we are really being stretched and pulled to grow. And I got this image of a soldier who understands his duties and obligations, and that as much as he wants to stay home where it feels safe, where there's that comfort zone, where it's what's known, he has to follow his responsibilities to the world, which is that Pluto and Capricorn energy. So it's that sense of there's things that you enjoy that are your comfort zone, but this eclipse is pulling you, stretching you into a bigger area of energy that is actually about your self-mastery and what you are here to contribute in a bigger way. So it's a really dynamic eclipse. I will be doing additional episodes on each of the following 2 eclipses, which are coming up on July 27th. That's a lunar eclipse at 4 degrees of Aquarius. And then we have another new moon solar eclipse on August 11th at 18 degrees of Leo. So those are coming down the pike here. If you are new to astrology or you just want to learn more about your chart, I have a new Astrology 101 introductory course. And this course is 6 on-demand classes for your chart, where you get a custom report that describes the strongest energies in your chart. It could be 3, it could be 4, it could be 5 different energies. And then through this course, you learn more about your natal chart. So it's not simply an introduction to astrology. It's more understanding your chart and interpreting your chart more like a professional astrologer does. So check out the link, because this has been a popular course that a lot of people have enjoyed because they finally understood things about themselves. And that is one of the best aspects of astrology, is getting to know yourself even more. And then one more quick announcement. I have released for you the Twin Flame Healing Journey Teaching Series that is about healing these energies of the Twin Flame experience. This is something that I've talked about on and off since 2012, and it's really become an important topic in spiritual circles lately. So I wanted to share with you what I have come to understand through my work with clients and as well as my own journey as a twin flame. So if that resonates with you, I hope that that series supports you in your own healing process as well. So let's take a look here at what we have going on in the cosmos. What is going on? What is coming up? And what we're feeling right now. You know, we just had this new moon in Gemini, and it was quite dynamic. It always activates busyness with Gemini, and we get busy talking and doing email and texting and going places. There's a lot of stimulation. And so that new moon at 23 degrees of Gemini is about how we are moving into these new areas of our lives that need our attention, where we need to prioritize and focus because we can't do it all. And the ruler of the Gemini energy right now is always Mercury, but Mercury has just entered Cancer. And Cancer is a water sign that is all about our home and where we go for comfort, where we go to feel at peace with our inner world. Cancer is about the self-care and nurturing. It's our relationship with our mother. It's being a mother. It's how you mother other people. It softens us. Cancer energy is about trust and learning to trust, and that trust comes from the intuitive feelings we pick up on. It comes from a feeling of safety and a sense of what is correct for me in this situation. Am I taking care of myself as much as I take care of others? So when Mercury enters Cancer, we tend to feel into things a bit more. And there is commonly it's known as like a disconnect when Mercury is in Cancer, because it's not always a comfortable energetic dynamic. Mercury is more comfortable being fast and being open and sharing ideas. And when there is movement into Cancer, some things can feel blurry. You know, it can feel like it's not quite defined. It's not as clear. Let me sit with this. So Mercury in Cancer slows us down to sit, to float, if you will, to float in our thoughts or what we want to, ponder and the words we want to say. It's a softening energy, and it slows us down, and frankly, that can be welcomed after the busyness of Gemini. So we have this sense that things are perhaps needing a bit of a break if our minds have been overstimulated too loud in our heads. If you've perhaps had anxiety or worry about trying to get everything done, the Mercury in Cancer says, let's just slow down and let's just take a break and not rush into an answer. So it's important to know that it's okay to follow this lead, if you will, and to allow yourself to go into how something feels for your decision-making. Now, this energy of Mercury in Cancer is also making a sextile to Uranus in Taurus at 1 degrees. This won't last long because Mercury will keep moving forward. But this is the sense that you get a new level of insight whenever a planet connects with Uranus, because Uranus is very dynamic and it wants to give us a sense of freedom, a sense of what's different, you know, what breaks you out of the mold. And so this energy here is really also providing a sense that it's okay for things to change. It's okay to allow something to take a different shape or different form. So keep that in your awareness this week, that maybe something you thought was going to happen is going to change form, and that can be even better. Now, the other planetary change we have going on is also in a personal planet, Venus. She's finishing up her time in Cancer, and she enters Leo on June 14th. And when Venus sashays into Leo, she gets confident and firm, and she gets a little bit flamboyant. She's, look at me, look at me. She's an actress. She wants your attention. She wants to receive. She wants to have fun as well, because Leo is very playful and it wants to enjoy life. So this activates the inner child energy of play and fun and color and creativity and personal expression. And Venus is going to make a conjunction to the North Node in Leo. The North Node in Leo is moving in reverse, as it always does, and it's currently at 8 degrees of Leo. And so we actually have a few more months of the North Node in Leo. It will go into Cancer in November. So we're still moving through this energy of really drumming up confidence, like really feeling more powerful and clear in who you are. It's that courage and confidence of Leo that we're meant to be activating so that you can have the strength of Leo. It's a very strong sign. It's very strong energy. And it is able to be, it's an inner rock, if you will. I always see it as a very strong solar plexus, that very strong yellow light of Leo. It both shines its light and it can receive the light or receive the attention from others. So we have Venus in Leo that's going to meet up with the North Node in Leo, and this is an activation energy of what you love about yourself. It's the self-love frequency. It's the feeling proud of who you are. And this is what I'm about, and this is what makes me feel strong in myself. These are my talents or my gifts. This is what I need to do in the world, whether that's through your work, your service, whatever you do that makes you feel proud to be yourself. And this is a healthy proud, okay? This is that place of a true confidence. The other side of Leo is that it can be narcissistic. It can be, look at me, look at me. I'm the only person on the planet. It can be like the spoiled, rotten, I shouldn't say rotten, the spoiled energy of it expects too much just for being itself. So that's a lower vibration of Leo that can be demanding and think, oh, the world revolves around me and my needs. But the higher expression of Leo is showing you where you're ready to feel good about yourself and to receive. Now, this energy of Venus going into Leo is going to make a square to that same Uranus in Taurus energy. And because it's a square, there is a discomfort. It's a potential breakup. It's something unexpected. With Venus, it can be money related, especially with Uranus in Taurus, another money energy. So there could be a money thing that comes through. Depending on what this how this is in your chart, it can be advantageous, which we all want, right? We all want that advantageous money energy. Or it could be an unexpected expense or an unexpected bill. So that's something to keep an eye on June 14th and 15th as Venus in Leo squares Uranus in Taurus. This could be a sense of renewal in yourself as well as these 2 days, a sense of I'm not going to do that anymore. That's not who I am anymore. This is who I am. And you gain that new understanding of your own self-identity or what even speaks to you, what calls to your heart. Wherever Venus is traveling, she is representing the feminine energy, that feminine archetype of how we give love, how we receive love. So this shifts the feminine energy into something stronger. It's interesting how in astrology, every astrological sign is different from the one before it and very different from the one after it. And so when Venus has been in Cancer, she's been softer and sensitive and emotional and perhaps uncertain, even wishy-washy, if you will, because her sense of self, everything, it moves with the tides, it moves with the ocean and the ebb and flow of the moon. And so she can be indecisive and not know what she wants. And then when Venus goes into Leo, she's like, this is what I want. She's strong. It's powerful. Powerful energy. So again, it activates that solar plexus chakra in that sense of this is who I am. So I hope that feels positive for you. I hope that feels like a new awakening energy of who you are right now and what you claim for yourself. Venus is going to make a lovely trine to Chiron, who is at 2 degrees. Of Aries right now, and this is a healing energy. This is anytime a planet trines Chiron, it has a healing opportunity. It could be that sense of you have a good conversation with a girlfriend, with a female, because it's Venus, and you get a sense of new trust in the relationship, or you both are able to say if you were hurt or what came up for you. It's a confidence builder. It's inspiring and motivating because these are fire signs. The Aries energy and the Leo energy connecting fire each other up. They get new motivation, new inspiration. They want to get things moving and get things done. It's passion. So that is a lovely, lovely trine here that will be happening June 15th and 16th. Now, because we have planets in the early degrees right now, we have, as I said, Uranus and Taurus at 1 degree because it moves so slow, Chiron in Aries at 2 degrees because it moves so slow, and then Saturn in Capricorn moving retrograde at 6 degrees. Every time a planet changes signs and moves through the early degrees, it's going to have conversations with these planets. So it's going to have a conversation with Uranus, a conversation with Chiron, and a conversation with Saturn. So that's good to be aware of because we have planets now in the early degrees that are finding themselves and finding their groove in these new energies. And you could feel that in yourself. Again, of course, it depends on your chart. This is always, I always do these general readings, so you have to take the information and apply it to your chart for more specifics. But when a planet is entering a new sign, it's really going to be activated quickly, too, because of these three planets in the early degrees. So we have, I talked about how Mercury is going into Cancer. What I did not talk about was how Mercury in Cancer is going to be opposing Saturn. And let me see what degree to point that's going to be at. It's going to be at one of these early degrees, and I'm going to need to look at my ephemeris here. But whenever a planet opposes, you know, Saturn, especially Saturn in Capricorn, it's a roadblock or a no or a choice point that you've arrived at. Something feels that it's stalled out or it's stopped, that it lost clarity even. It could feel hard. This energy happens on, we'll call it June 15th and 16th because of the approaching opposition. So Mercury is going to get to 5 degrees and then 6 degrees of Cancer and oppose Saturn. And this is a day to not take things too seriously because you could feel reactionary. You could feel hurt. You could feel sensitive. That is the Mercury in Cancer energy when it comes up against a stronger force, which is Saturn in Capricorn. So there's something coming up here. The end of this week, 14, 15, and 16, where the planets are having some hard conversations around what to do next, what stays and what goes, what is correct for you and what has expired. So it's a bit of a, there's some intensity there, especially with the words you say, the words people say to you and how you receive it and how it could affect how you feel about yourself. But then the good news is, you know, Venus will make that trine to Aries, Chiron in Aries, which will help you feel confident again in yourself. And then Mercury will move forward past that opposition to Saturn, and it'll just be like, okay, that was tough, or it was not, that conversation didn't go the way I thought it was going to go. Again, that's on Friday and Saturday. So there's something here around maturity and looking at how we are unconsciously, it's often unconscious, expressing part of our childhood selves, are the part of ourselves that are innocent and naive or reactionary or emotional. It brings up those parts of ourselves. It brings it up to awareness through the oppositional lens of Capricorn. So we're really having to stay in our own sense of personal maturity, understanding the long-term perspective, and detaching, to not feel everything so subjectively, okay? And that's because of how the planets here that we've been talking about are in Cancer and Leo, which can take things personally, which can see it only in within your own personal orbit instead of the bigger picture or what's needed for the long term. So just as a heads up, just keep yourself in that sense of detachment, objectivity, understanding what's good for all as we approach the weekend. And that will help with any conversations that come up, or even if you feel slighted or that your feelings are hurt, it's understanding that there's something else coming around, okay? So to stay detached as you can. We are also, next week, we have Neptune slowing down to station retrograde at 16 degrees and 30 minutes on June 19th. Now, Neptune is the second slowest planet, and as it stations retrograde, in Pisces, no less, we can feel out of it. We can feel tired. We can feel like we want a summer break. You could feel like, I need a vacation. I don't want to deal with life. Neptune in Pisces is our escapism. Now, that can be healthy, such as the naps, the sleeps, you know, going into a good book or binging on Netflix. I just watched a really good show on Netflix. It's called The Rain, and it's a bit like The Walking Dead, in that, you know, everyone, the world collapses because of the rain and survivors have to find a way to make it through. Anyways, it was such a good show. I loved looking forward to watching every episode. That would be a Neptune in Pisces attribute, where you're looking for that escapism, right? You're looking for something that takes you away and sucks you into a different world. You could feel that strongly throughout this month. especially if you have any planets or points at 16 degrees of the mutable signs. The mutable signs are Pisces, Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius. And these are the signs that like change, adaptability. They like their choices. They want to be able to have choices. They want to be able to also have freedom and to escape. So this is a big time of, you know, just feeling like, what can I do to take myself away from the intensities of life at times? And we all need that in a healthy way. The unhealthy aspects of Neptune and Pisces are any kinds of escapism that is potentially damaging, whether that is through alcohol, drugs. By the way, this is the opioid addiction right now. Neptune and Pisces is people not knowing how to escape reality in healthy ways. It's alcoholism, you know, anything, again, that takes you into other realms. It can be victim consciousness of blame, self-pity, being away from your power, being disconnected from a sense of identity. Neptune in Pisces wipes out our egos, and it wipes out our grasp on something, because it's all about the trust and surrender. So as this planet stations retrograde on June 19th, you could feel that growing in you. Like, just stay conscious of that in yourself. If you want to go to more happy hours, you'd be like, oh, maybe this is the Neptune in Pisces where I'm just trying to get away from my world for a few hours. But do it in a healthy way. Meditation, especially guided meditations, are beautiful for this. Anything, again, that supports your creativity, your spiritual growth, your intuition, anything that helps with understanding energies. Neptune in Pisces is also supporting our spiritual growth right now and giving us that perspective that everything is transitory. Everything changes form. Everything dissolves. So part of your world is dissolving. That's what Neptune in Pisces is doing in your chart. But I feel like it's also really deeply connected with being present in what we are experiencing right now, knowing that it will dissolve and change, and understanding that we aren't here forever. And what is the dream? What is the bigger vision that you dream about and you want to experience in this life? That's also a healthy use of Neptune in Pisces. It's connecting to how, you know, we live in this abundant universe where anything truly is possible. And how are you putting energy towards creating that bigger dream for yourself? And this could be, you know, that vacation you've always dreamed of, that new adventure, that dream job, you know, whatever the dream is for you. I feel this strongly as it's just that sense that anything is possible if you believe and you're willing to put energy towards it. So with the Neptune in Pisces retrograde, we call that energy back into ourselves as a checking in and understanding how we're using that energy. So it can be a reality check. For example, if you are drinking too much alcohol or you're doing things that are ultimately powerless, this is a chance to see those choices, behaviors, and actions, and to come back to yourself, to understand you can make a different choice that is more supportive. I'm getting the image right now of really strong purple chakra energy, that seventh chakra, crown chakra energy, the violet flame activation. And it's a time of trusting more about your intuitive hits. I mean, this is so gorgeous. It's like an amethyst lotus flower in the crown chakra which I feel as more people, probably including yourself, are going to feel a greater connection to their intuition and their spiritual guidance with the strong Neptune energy. And that as Neptune continues retrograde back to 13 degrees of Pisces, wherever that is in your chart, it's going to be going over something within you that you didn't fully grasp the first time. So it could be a lesson, it could be a healing, it could be something you're developing or growing. Again, it depends on where Neptune is in your chart right now. But it's going backwards to 13 degrees to help see the higher perspective, what you're learning at a soul level. I also feel Neptune retrograde in Pisces as an invitation to connect with the higher self energy even more, of listening, receiving, being a better, having better reception, essentially, for the messages. And this is always a free choice, free will thing, because you have to invite spirit in, you have to ask the questions, you have to ask for the guidance in order for it to come through and come in. So it is a time of invitation, of spiritual growth, intuitive information, and what you're needing answers on, to hear them and to trust that they're arriving. And that they're arriving in a way that you'll feel it clearly. So Neptune will be retrograde until November, specifically November 25th. It goes back to 13 degrees, 42 minutes of Pisces. So this is going to be a good time of reviewing matters since February of this year, because it covers the same territory, and taking those matters, whether it's an emotion, an issue, a topic, something within you that's being healed, by the way, it's a healing part of you, taking it up to a higher level of unconditional love and compassion for yourself, that sense of I'm doing the best I can. And maybe it's not always perfect, or maybe I'm being really hard on myself about something. And so where can I just be more kind, to acknowledge where I'm learning, to acknowledge what I am moving through, to acknowledge that I don't have to be perfect, quote unquote, or have these high expectations of myself in order to be unconditionally loved by God, the universe, spirit, source, whatever terminology works for you. It's understanding that you're loved just for being here. And this Neptune and Pisces energy is really opening us up to that. Like, I just got this visual of an opening in all your chakras of more love coming through. Like, just blast through the more love that comes in to help soothe you and soften you where you felt you had to be hard or tough in the world just to get through. We all have those parts of ourselves, right? You think, well, I have to muscle through this, or I have to be strong in the situation, I have to fight back, I have to demonstrate my worth, I have to, like, we have all these have-tos that are part of how we've learned to survive on the planet, in our cultures, in our countries, in our world. And the Neptune energy is saying, don't forget, you can also be a bigger vessel for unconditional love simply for yourself. And so, yes, life can be hard and there can be struggles and you can feel powerless and you can feel that the world is against me, or I have the world on my shoulders, or you can have that heaviness that comes with the journey, that comes with even these planets in Capricorn right now that make us work and make us, you know, focus on what we're achieving, and we don't get off easy when planets are in Capricorn. But this Neptune in Pisces is like that sweet whisper, but be gentle on yourself too. And don't, gosh, I'm just feeling a lot of emotions right now, because I know that a lot of you are carrying things, and you've been carrying it for a long time, and it's just kind of been your MO for survival, for this is how I have to be in the world. But your awakening and your spiritual growth is showing you kind of your softness and your emotional world and your underbelly of stuff that you know, like the stuff that we hide that we know isn't for the world, but it's in ourselves. And you felt it as something that's made you weak, but it's actually always making you stronger and showing where you need more love for yourself. And that love is not dependent upon your childhood, your family, where you came from, people you grew up with. It's not about any of that, right? Because that's part of what we decondition. I have videos for you on these topics on my YouTube channel about how we have to decondition from programming of our egos and how we experience ego deaths. And you can find this on my YouTube channel under The Truth Always Rises Spiritual Teachings. It's really important to know that if you're feeling that ego death, right, like that part of you that you put so much into something, you attach to it. This was my identity. This was my job. This is how I showed up in the world. This was my success. This is why I am a worthy being. Like you put everything into that, and then all of that falls apart. All of that gets destroyed, or it all transforms, right? You realize that energy of what you had created isn't meant to last long term because it's not truly you. So this Neptune energy right now, it brings in more of you. And it's part of this awakening to more of who you are. And so the ego deaths feel like less. They feel like a loss, right? A death. A death feels like a loss. And there's grieving with that. And there's mourning. And there is, it can be a lot of emotional upheaval. I mean, it's real. It's a big deal. And yet you keep going. That could even be why you listen to these weekly shows, right? Because you're just looking for the ongoing guidance and support that you're on the right track. And that's what I really want to communicate here, is that there are times when we have to let go and allow something to be destroyed because it isn't really truly you. And so then it can leave you in this void, this space of, well, then who am I? You know, that's also Neptune in Pisces. It's not clear. There's a lack of self-identity, a lack of that ego that we have experienced for most of our lives. But what happens, my friend, is that the ocean waves bring in more jewels, okay? It brings in more shells, more treasures, more things that are truly you, that connect. And I'm getting the image, you know, of the waves coming in, because we can get really emotionally involved in when the waves take things out, or when something's destroyed and then it disappears and it's gone and you're like, I did all this, or I created this, or this is me, or this was what I thought my dream was. But all of this is to remind you that you are bigger than one dream or one expression of yourself or one thing, one title. No. You're bigger than all of that. And so the more gracefully you can allow things to leave, the more gentle you can be on yourself, that sense of, okay, maybe this is hard right now. It's not going to be hard forever. I'm going to do my best every day. And I know that then that allows more of the treasures to come in. Because you have to have a void, right? You have to have the openings for something new to arrive. But depending where you're at in this process, it can be really challenging. It's hard. I've been there many times, my friends, so I speak from experience. It's why I am passionate about giving you this information to remind you of this too, because this stuff like connects at a deep level when you know it's true, right? And you feel it. And so just know that wherever you're at in a process of something, if you feel like you don't have anything new coming in yet, it will. But understand that so much of what we have to clear out, it doesn't always happen right away. It doesn't happen on our ego's timeline. But it's happening, and it's going to happen in a possible way, which is a timeline that we don't always see. So this Neptune and Pisces energy is all about the surrender and the trust and these things that we have to practice, keep practicing. And you'll find, too, that whatever parts of your life or parts of yourself you perceive as dying, you're not going to miss it pretty soon. And that could be later this year. It could be next week. It could be next year. But at some point, you aren't going to miss it because you understand from a higher perspective, a higher level of consciousness, that that was just a temporary experience of your own energy, and the truth of who you are never leaves, right? It's always present. It's always within you. And so you're allowing it to go, and you want to do so with blessings and gratitude, which I know is not something you can always feel right away, depending where you're at in the process. Like if you just got fired from a job, or you just had a big breakup, or you just went through something really catastrophic or difficult, it's not like you right away feel gratitude, like, oh, thank you so much, you know, jerk. Thank you so much. You know, you don't feel that right away, so don't force it. But what I'm saying is that you're going to get to the point where you see the higher lessons and what you were learning and the healing and all that stuff, but you're going to feel it as, wow, I actually gained so much through that ego death, through that loss, and you will arrive there. Like, I really feel that is true for all of us. We move through this stuff at different paces and in different ways, but I just want to offer you the higher perspective that all of your energy always travels with you, and anything temporary will leave. And so stay strong, again, in that sense of being gentle with yourself. You're doing the best you can. You know, maybe you could have done better if you had known better, but it is what it is, and you are aware of yourself enough to know that good things are going to come from this. Good things are going to come from it. So I trust that many of you needed to hear that, because I was not planning on that diatribe, but I hope it lifted you up. I hope it provided perspective, and I hope it returned you to yourself and your power and where you can focus your energy right now for the path ahead. And I feel like we're good for this week, huh? We did some good stuff here. I'll be back next Wednesday with another live show. Thank you for sharing this podcast and episode in your groups and with your people. I hope that it reaches those who can benefit from this information, those people who are awake and conscious and are just needing reminders of who they truly are at their core. Thank you to all of you who have just found me on YouTube. Thank you for everyone who has listened to the show for years. I appreciate you. Namaste. I never take it for granted that you spend time with me every week. And I look forward to connecting with you next week. So thank you, friends. Have a beautiful week ahead. And I'll see you back here soon. Take good care. Bye-bye.